Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Improving health and well-being of area children is a primary goal of the Living Well Foundation. The organization supports initiatives that provide beneficial services to young people in Northeast Louisiana. Alice Prophet has recently been named as president of the foundation. She joins me by phone for a conversation about her leading the group and an upcoming presentation about the foundation's work. Alice, welcome.
Thank you, Bob. It is so great for you to spotlight the foundation on Lanyap. It's such a great way to get the message to the community.
You know, there may be some, Alice, not that familiar with the organization. For a moment, describe the role of the Living Well Foundation.
The Living Well Foundation came about from the sale of the proceeds of Glenwood Medical Center, formed in the 1950s. And so the foundation takes those monies under the authority of the Hospital Service District and administers those monies back into the public. And what we do is we prioritize to healthy lifestyles, prenatal and infant care, trying to improve the health situation of a big focus is towards children. So that's where we grant our monies and do our initiatives locally.
Could you share on a couple of programs Living Well has partnered with in the area?
Well, since 2008, we started our grant cycles, and last year, 2012, we granted over $306,000. So that goes into the community for these programs to help their focus of whatever their initiatives are through their grant application process. Some of those are like the ULM mobile dental units. There's one at Riser, a dental hygiene unit. Those have been very helpful to the community. We've had First West Counseling, who serves counseling for age ranges of children and adults in the community so that they can give back to a broad spectrum of needs in the counseling area, mental health. We have Health Hut now in Lincoln Parish, which is in our 8 parish service area, and they do a mobile unit to take medical care and services out to the community and even providing special testing equipment for the health of individuals in their Lincoln Parish area. So there are just many, many around the area.
Share for a moment about your background. Is it in counseling? Is it in the health field?
I have worked in healthcare since the mid-80s and have traveled quite a bit doing consulting. I worked as a CEO in a large hospital system and as a VP of operations in healthcare. And bringing that background to this role and being in a leadership role and management role is really helping because we're having to look at the funding for the school-based centers and how to move them to federally qualified status so that their funding does not disappear out of the state grants that come to them. So I think that healthcare background has been very helpful as we walk through the reimbursement, the language, and then networking to business and finding ways to partner with them to do the grants and be a vital part of this area that we serve is important.
Well, let's talk about that position for a moment, the position you now hold. What are your primary responsibilities as president?
Well, a lot of what we're doing at this point of being years now past the road of our existence is, of course, keeping the money flowing to the grants, supporting the school-based health centers becoming federally qualified status, if at all possible, mm-hmm. looking at new grant opportunities where they match the focus and the mission of the foundation, and then looking for matching grant partners, working with other corporate partners, other giving partners who can help us achieve the improvement of the healthy lifestyles of the children and families in the area.
Alice, when you look at the needs of children in the region, is there something that stands out that you would like to see addressed or expanded as far as services go towards those kids?
Well, I think in the life of the foundation, that certainly has been discovered because when we first came about, there was a community needs assessment done for the 8 parish area, mm-hmm. and that's what our whole mission and strategic plan supports those findings, and that is that there is certainly a need for improving the health of children and giving access to them through their schools, through their dental health, and through support of other services that also provide that kind of improvement for their lifestyles and health.
Now, there is going to be an update coming up next week at the West Monroe Convention Center. Share on what's going to be taking place and who is invited to attend.
This is a, because we're a public entity, of course, it goes out to the public to respond and attend. The Chamber is helping us sponsor this. They're very gracious in helping put this together. And what we will do is give an update as to our 2012 grants and initiatives, how we have been a good steward of the money entrusted to the foundation, and the board wants to present how those grants have been used. So we will spotlight and showcase some of the grantees and their programs. The business community has responded wonderfully. There's a large reservation going on, and we just really, really appreciate that response to this and networking with those folks. And really, anyone who would like to come to the luncheon, there's a $15 charge for lunch, can come and hear the story of the foundation and, more importantly, the stories of the grantees.
And leading up to that, Alice, if someone would like to find out more information, how could they do so?
Well, the Chamber is the reservation place for the luncheon, and anyone can certainly contact us at the Living Well Foundation for more information about what we do, and that's in West Monroe. It's 323-7991. But if they're interested in the luncheon, please reserve through the Chamber by this Friday, the West Monroe Chamber.
Alice Proffitt is the president and CEO of the Living Well Foundation. Alice, once again, congratulations, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Bob. Always a pleasure.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting the listening room at kedm.org.